Let me begin by saying that all Kill Radio listeners should attend M.S. Garvey's Letters to the President, which is playing at the Electric Lodge in Venice. Look it up online. If you're in L.A. and you care about politics, you want to see Letters to the President. Meanwhile, this is the Weekly News in Review, posted on Tuesday, December 4th, 2007, by Gemma Seif on the Harpers.org website, and read and shared and commented on by DJ Bennett. That's me, your faithless host here on Kill Radio. It concerns the news of the past week, I guess. More than 80 French police officers were injured in clashes with youths firing shotguns in the Paris banlieues. Voters in Venezuela narrowly defeated a referendum on changing their constitution to abolish presidential term limits and vastly increase President Hugo Chavez's executive powers. He was defeated. Socialism is not coming to Venezuela, at least not this month. President Pervez Musharraf quit his role as chief of Pakistan's army. Senator Hillary Clinton praised her campaign staff for their extraordinary courage and coolness under some very difficult pressures and dangerous situations after a man wearing a fake bomb made from road flares took several Clinton staffers hostage in New Hampshire. The hostage taker, Leland Eisenberg, had seen an ad spot in which a New Hampshire man said Clinton had helped him get health insurance. He kept expressing he wanted to get help, Eisenberg's stepson explained. He wasn't able to get it because he didn't have any insurance. He didn't have any money. But he'd also had rape charges and things. You kind of got to know the past and see what the future is going to be sometimes, eh? The Department of Homeland Insecurity was asking firefighters to look for signs of suspicious activity while putting out fires. And Pentagon officials announced that 5,000 U.S. troops would withdraw from Iraq next month. I thought it was going to be this month. No, it's going to be next month. Now it's going to be January. We'll see. Farmers in Afghanistan were growing fewer poppies and more marijuana. And the child stars of the movie The Kite Runner were sent from Kabul to a luxury hotel in the United Arab Emirates after threats were made to their safety. The best possible outcome, said a consultant to Paramount, would be in 20 years to see a Where Are They Now piece on VH1, if there'll be a VH1 in 20 years. Khaled Hussani, the author of the novel on which the film is based and a resident of California, implored the United States not to abandon Afghanistan. Without U.S. support, he wrote, Afghanistan is doomed. Otherwise, it'll just supply poppies and heroin and marijuana for rich American customers. In Khartoum, thousands of Sudanese protesters armed with clubs and knives called for the execution of Gillian Gibbons, a British teacher convicted of insulting Islam after she permitted her 7-year-old students to name their class teddy bear Muhammad. Gibbons, pardoned by the president of Sudan, was released from jail and fled to England. A San Diego man was arrested for attempting to purchase black bear gallbladders, and fears of a bear market forced Bear Stearns to lay off 4% of its staff. See how these things all connect together? North of the Arctic Circle, the remote and entirely lightless town of Narvik, Norway, was further depressed by its loss of a $64 million investment in the American subprime mortgage market. Oh. Fears about the American economy had reportedly slowed sales of recreational vehicles, hooray, with the exception of the worst, biggest, baddest models, which get 7 miles to the gallon, cost up to $1.7 million, and include such amenities as Italian marble floors and a lock with an electronic palm reader. A 3.3-pound truffle sold for $330,000 at an auction held simultaneously in Macau, London, and Florence. The winning bidder, Macau casino owner Stanley Ho, outbid the British artist Damien Hirst and Sheikh bin Zayed of Abu Dhabi. Food banks across the United States, facing critical shortages, were forced to distribute emergency rations intended for disaster relief. And researchers reported that sophisticated neurological scans reveal anorexic brains to show high levels of activity in the caudate, the region of the brain concerned with outcome and planning. In Angola, an outbreak of acute neurological syndrome was attributed to high levels of sodium bromide, an industrial chemical in kitchen salt. A physician and amateur historian from Palo Alto, California, contended that Abraham Lincoln suffered from the rare genetic disease MEN2B, which he believes was responsible for Lincoln's great height, lumpy lips, probably his high voice, and the early deaths of three of his four sons. Yes, Abe Lincoln was supposed to have a high, squeaky voice. How about that? Evel Knievel died. Rodney King bicycled home after being shot in the face. And Susan Bateman, a martial arts instructor in Virginia, was arrested for kicking an 11-year-old student in the gut more than 200 times as the class counted. Bateman issued a challenge during class to see how many kicks her students could sustain. The boy suffered internal injuries and a broken rib. Rome's traffic and parking chief was fired after he parked his red Alfa Romeo in a no-parking zone and displayed a handicapped permit belonging to an 86-year-old woman. A Chilean prostitute auctioned 27 hours of sex to raise money for a disabled children's charity, saying that she wanted to contribute with my work to a purpose that touches me deeply. And serial flasher Michael Carney of Fleeton Grove, England, pleaded unsuccessfully that because his penis was so much smaller than average, he could not have committed his crimes. Meanwhile, astronomers discovered a 1 billion light-year wide pocket full of nothing in the sky. Yes, as Sun Ra used to say, nothing is. And that, quite briefly, is the weekly news and review. If you want to find any links to any of these stories, you got to go to the harpers.org website and look up the weekly news. Thanks, Gemasif. Thanks, Harpers. Thank you for listening. Keep listening to Kill Radio, and now you can all go away and stop bothering me. Thanks.